Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 99702 pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic angels, and we render your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and covenant with you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, in whom we live, we move, and have our being. In his name we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, praise God. First of all, let me wish everyone a happy new year. And we here at Kansas City Christian Faith Center trust that you had a wonderful Christmas celebration and you celebrated our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's birthday in style, giving him all the glory and all the honor. Well, we're going to start a new teaching this year. And I believe, you know, the scripture tells us that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So in order for you to have faith for the word of God, you must hear the word of God. And I believe, and this is not a criticism, but this is just an observation, that many churches don't teach completely on the benefits and rights we have as Christians. Sure, we talk about salvation, missing hell, and going to heaven, but that's the only part of it. No, Jesus says that he have come that we might have life and life more abundantly. So what does that really mean, having the life and the abundant life? So I'm going to begin a teaching on a subject that I believe most churches don't teach on. Matter of fact, most churches don't even believe. So if you have your Bibles, and you should have your Bibles, please go to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. And please go to verse number 19. And I'm going to be reading this particular scripture out of the New Testament of Modern Speech by Richard Francis Wayman. And this is Jesus speaking, and it says, I have given you power to tread serpents and scorpions underfoot, and to trample on all the powers of the enemy, and in no case shall anything do you harm. Let me repeat that one more time. It says, I have given you power to tread serpents and scorpions underfoot, and to trample on all the power of the enemy, and in no case shall anything do you harm. Now, the translators of the King James Version translated many words, but not for the Greek words for power and authority. Now, the word power is mentioned in this verse. Two different words are found in the original Greek. What Jesus actually said was, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. The serpents and scorpions mentioned here, Jesus is referring to the powers of the devil, demons, evil spirits, and all his cohorts. As believers, we need to realize we got authority over them. So the title of this teaching is simply The Authority of the Believer. The Authority of the Believer. Should the church of today have less authority than the church of the Lord Jesus Christ had in the first century? It would be foolish to think so, because our enemy is the same. The benefit of our authority rests on the power that is behind the authority. God Himself is the power behind our authority. Remember now, the benefit of our authority rests on the power that is behind that authority. God Himself is the power behind our authority. The devil and his forces are obligated to recognize our authority. Amen. Now, once the believer completely understands that God's power is backing him or her, they can exercise that authority and face their enemy without fear. Amen. Let me repeat that. Once the believer understands that God's power is backing him or her, they can exercise their authority and face the enemy without fear. But let me say something here about, it says, once the believer completely understands. Well, let's find out what understand means. Understand, or understanding, is divine comprehension in your heart that gives you the ability to repeat something at will. Whatever you understand, you can do again and again, even under pressure. Now, what does the word really understand mean? Because, you know, it is a compound word consisting of under and stand. Under, which means to submit, and stand, which means point of view. So when you truly understand something the way God understands it, you see it the way He sees it. When you truly understand the way God says it, then you say it the way God says it. When you truly understand the way God does it is the way you do it, and the results God gets are the same results you should get. Why? Because you understand. So when you completely understand what God says, you totally see it the way He sees it. There's no exceptions. No exceptions. Amen. So what is authority? Well, authority is simply delegated power. authority is delegated power. There are traffic officers. I used to live in Los Angeles, and there are traffic officers who direct traffic during the rush hour, and just by them raising their hand, they can stop cars. Whether the signal light is green for them to go, if they're there and they hold up their hand, these officers can stop or direct traffic according to their decision. These officers don't have the physical power to stop the cars if the car choose not to stop. But they don't use their own strength to stop traffic. They are strong in the authority that is invested in them by the city's government they serve. Amen? People recognize that authority and stop their cars. We have authority that has been given, vested in us by the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Go to Ephesians 6, please. Ephesians chapter 6. We have the authority that has been vested in us by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So Ephesians 6:10, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Amen. That means we can hold up our hands just like that traffic officer and stand in front of the devil and tell him not to come any closer. Use your authority. Now, please go to the book of Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. And I'm going to be reading this verse from the traditional King James Version of the Bible. So if you found Matthew 28, please go to verse 18. The believer's authority. You have to understand, you have some authority. And if you don't know that you have this authority, then you will never exercise this. And Satan will continually beat you up because you don't know you have it. So Matthew 28:18, it says, we have another verse that uses the word power, but the word authority should be used. So it reads this way, Matthew 28:18. "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power." How much power? All power. So what's left out of all? You're absolutely correct. Nothing. So it says, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Now, it really should read, "All authority has been given unto me in heaven and in earth." Amen. All authority has been given to Jesus. When Christ ascended, he transferred his authority to the church. We are the church. Amen. He's the head. We're the body. And we, his believers, are the body. So that power that he transferred was given unto us. Christ's authority has to be maintained through his body, the church, which is on this earth. Amen. And that is us, family. And if you never know that you have this authority, you'll never use it. That's why Jesus said, you know what? "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." When you know the truth, the total truth of the word of God, if you know your rights and benefits as a man of God, then you will use your authority and Satan will have no means victory in your life. Amen. Throughout Ephesians and elsewhere in the epistle, Paul uses the human body as an illustration of the body of Christ. When Jesus ascended into heaven, he was seated at the right hand of the Father, the place of authority. We're seated with him also. Amen. If you have studied world history, you know that to sit at the right hand of the king, Pharaoh, the Pope, or rulers, that means authority. We died with Christ and we were raised with him. God has already done it. So we have that authority. Hallelujah. Now, I know a lot of people probably don't believe that, but it's really not about what you believe. It's what Jesus Christ has already done for us. You know, and the only way you're going to get some understanding of this is that, and you have to believe this by faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Now, please go to the book Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. And we're going to read verses 18 through 22. And it says, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward, who believe according to the workings of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in the age, but also that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet." He put all things where? Under his feet. So that means nothing is left out. "And gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." Amen. So that authority has been given to us. And you will never, ever use this authority until you realize and believe that you have this authority. Amen. Now, let's pay close attention to verse number 19. Verse number 19. "And what is the exceedingly greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the workings of his mighty power?" There was such an overwhelming display of Jesus' power in display of God's power when he raised Christ from the dead, that this was the mightiest work of God ever recorded. Amen. Raising Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. The resurrection was opposed by Satan and all his allies. However, his forces were confused and defeated by our Lord Jesus Christ, who rose, ascended, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father, far above them. And the good thing about it, he is making intercessions for us here on earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, please go to the book of Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, verse number 15. And it says, "Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it." Jesus triumphed in his death, in his burial, and his resurrection. Let me repeat that again. Jesus triumphed in his death, in his burial, and in his resurrection. The devil has not changed, and we have to deal with the same demonic powers today, but thank God Jesus defeated them all. Hallelujah. In ancient times, victorious kings would bring back the captives and parade them openly before their subjects, making an open showing of them. Well, Jesus did this with the devil, putting him on display before three worlds. He put him on display between heaven, hell, and earth after he defeated them. God gave us, hallelujah, this account in the scriptures so we in the world would know what had happened. Amen. So we'd know what happened. The victory that Christ had, we have that same victory through his blood. Hallelujah. He wanted us to know what happened in his death, burial, and resurrection and seating of Christ Jesus on his right hand. Jesus, our God, wants us to know that he has set Christ far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Amen. Now, what is the source of our authority? You might ask the question. What is the source of our authority? Well, the source of our authority is found in the resurrection. Amen. And exalting of Christ by God. Hallelujah. Notice in verse number 17 and 18, in the verse we read, that the Holy Spirit through Paul says, "And the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened," the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Paul prayed that the eyes of the Ephesians understanding their spirits might be open to these truths. He wanted all churches, all believers to be enlightened. And that's what God wants us to be. That's why he says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Because he wanted the body of Christ, which is us, the believers, to be enlightened. The truth of the authority of the believers, however, is overlooked by many Christians. Many Christians don't believe this. It's just like healing. Most Christians, if you would ask him, do they believe that God still heals today? And most of them will tell you, yes, they believe God still heals. But the interesting thing about that is, most Christians don't believe that God will heal them. Amen. Did you get that? Most Christians believe that God still heals, but they just don't believe that God will heal them. And so that's the same they do with their authority. They overlook the authority invested in by Christ Jesus. In fact, it is my observation that most churches don't even know the believer has any authority. You never will understand the authority of the believer only with your intellect. You must get the spiritual revelation of it. Let me repeat that, because I don't want that to go past you. You will never understand the authority of the believer only with your intellect. You must get the spiritual revelation of it. You must believe it by faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why when you talk to a lot of people that are educated and have these so-called letters behind their names, they don't get it because they're trying to use their intellect. That's why God told us, he says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts and my ways are not your ways." Because they're trying to think of it through their intellect, their natural mind. And you can't do that. It's faith. Amen. Go to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. And we're going to read verses 1 through 7. Yes, people try to understand God through their intellect. But that's why they fail. That's why they're losers. That's why they're getting their butt beat instead of understanding who Christ is and dealing with him from a spiritual standpoint. Amen. Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 7. And it says, "And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love for which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespass, made us alive together with him. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding richness of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Now notice, well, you know what? I am just about out of time for this lesson, but please join us next week when we continue our teaching on the authority of the believers. But until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you, and we see you next week. Hallelujah. Glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.